You know, we all tend to settle into our own ways, you know, in the whatever works for us, what we become accustomed to. We set our routines around our daily lives, what we have to take care of, whether that's church or going to work or school or whatever it may be. We come into these routines that define what we do during the day. And no matter what we're doing, we tend to operate out of a place of comfort, something that is familiar with us. We have a tendency to stay in that familiar territory, something that we understand and feel safe and are confident with. And if we have to operate out of our comfort zone, having learned something new or something foreign, sometimes that threatens our understandings, and the pressures of the change that we have to go through can cause us stress or anxiety. And I really think as humans, we generally don't like to change. We get set, and that's what we want to do. It's comfortable. It works for us. But generally, we don't like to change, even if the change is going to be good for us. We can get stuck in bad situations because we don't want to take the effort to change. We become trapped in our own mediocrity. Change is hard, even when it's good for us. Now, the gospel story from Luke today challenges our understanding of discipleship, what it truly means to follow Jesus. It challenges us to change. Actually, the gospel the last 2 weeks have similar challenges. 2 weeks ago, we heard Jesus answering the question about what it takes to be saved, and Jesus responded, "Strive to enter the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt, but will not be strong enough." Now, I have a friend. He's a lifelong Catholic. I really like the guy. Not going to tell you his name. Because he prides himself on finding the very shortest Mass to go to. Shorter, the better. You know, if he can find a 30-minute Mass on a day of obligation, boy, he's happy. But you know, he sort of treats Mass like it's an inconvenience to the rest of his life. He's a very nice person. My wife and I both like him a lot. But I think he has a skewed idea of what discipleship is. Discipleship is not about meeting our Sunday obligation to attend Mass. Discipleship calls us to take action in our faith. And last week in the gospel, we heard about sitting at places of honor when you're invited to a banquet. And Jesus tells the story of the man that goes and sits in the high place of honor. And this is really talking about humility. He says, well, don't do that. He says, what if someone more important than you are there? Then you would have to be moved to a lower place of honor. You'd have to be humbled by the thrower of the party. And this kind of demonstrates a self-centeredness or egocentric view of discipleship, which is kind of an oxymoron, because discipleship is not about serving yourself. Discipleship is about humbly giving yourself to others. Then in our gospel story today, very harsh words. Jesus says, if anyone comes to me without first hating his father, his mother, his wife, his children, his brothers and sisters, or even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Pretty harsh. Then he goes on to say, whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. This is kind of a harsh statement that Jesus is telling us in the parable. Do you hate your mother, your father, your children, your siblings? Clearly, this statement by Jesus is hyperbole. It's an exaggeration to prove a point concerning the high cost of discipleship. And Jesus uses hyperbole in other scriptures also. I remember from the Gospel of Matthew, when a young man comes to Jesus and says, "I would like to be your disciple." But he said to Jesus, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their dead." Another kind of harsh statement by Jesus, but he's also making a point of the cost of discipleship. He's asking the young man, "Where is your heart? Is it with me? Or is it with what you already know and are comfortable with?" In a way, I can identify with what Jesus is saying in the statement in the parable today. You probably do not know this, but my wife, my son, and I are all converts to Catholicism. And still today, we don't have any relatives in our extended family that are not Protestant. I mean, they're all Protestant. None of them are Catholic. And we were all associated with the Protestant faith before we made our conversion into Catholicism. Now, even though I did not hate my father and my mother and my brothers and sisters, I had to lay aside many of their misgivings concerning the Catholic Church when I decided to convert. Now, I do not want to say I grew up in an anti-Catholic environment, but where I lived in Louisiana, there were mainly Southern Baptists. And it was clear to me growing up, there was unspoken separation between Protestants and Catholics. You see, my immediate family and friends did not and still do not understand the Catholic Church and its rich traditions developed over the centuries. I'm not speaking out against the Protestant churches, but in my experience, they don't seem to understand that the Catholic Church combines not only sacred scripture, but traditions from hundreds of years of practicing the faith. They don't get things like the Holy Family or the Blessed Virgin Mary. They don't get that before Jesus was born, the Lord bestowed on the Blessed Mother the honor of being our Savior's mother. They don't get the special veneration that we show to the Blessed Mother in the Catholic Church. For them, if it's not in scriptures, it just does not exist. Sola Scriptura all the way. If it's not in the Bible, it's not to be identified. They don't seem to appreciate the church existed before the scriptures were written. And without the Catholic Church, we would not have the scriptures we have today, at least the New Testament scriptures. So like the gospel says today, discipleship comes at a price. My price is my relatives still don't get my conversion or my ordination to the diaconate. Now the second part of the gospel talks about being committed to discipleship. Jesus talks about the cost of building a tower or what is required to win a battle. He asks if we are committed to see discipleship through. I knew when I joined the Catholic Church, it would change me for the rest of my life. I started down a path that was no longer mine. Little did I realize to what extent my life would change. I never anticipated that I would be ordained a deacon or be standing here giving a homily over the gospel. But discipleship is not only about sacrifice. It seems the more I give to God, the more I am blessed in return. This concept seems so simple today, but it took me a long time to appreciate the blessings that were always there by being a disciple of Christ. I was not in a place where I realized that yet. I had to be open to God's call in my life. I had to be open to discipleship. So as we prepare to come forward to the Eucharist today, consider how you are blessed by God in your discipleship. Consider your call to discipleship. Are you prepared to pay the price of discipleship by denying yourself, taking up your own cross, and following Jesus? Are you feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick or the imprisoned, welcoming strangers, or giving drink to the thirsty? May you always find your blessings in the discipleship and be invited to a higher position at God's table.